Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your creator's commentary track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 168, and the title is Doing the Things. The note reads, "Confidence is doing the things you know to be right, no matter what the rest of the world does." Here's the story behind the sticky. Ever been part of a conversation where a group of people or an individual guru was recommending a course of action, a new policy, or a new procedure that you personally believed to be wrong? When it came time to implement that new rule, how did you handle it? Did you go forward with it because the expert recommended it, the boss instituted it as an official new policy, or the majority of your group seemed to think it was okay, so perhaps you were overreacting and you went along to avoid rocking the boat? Alternatively, if your company or group decided to move forward with it, but you still felt compelled to take a stand against the policy, what form did your system bucking take? Did you silently object and acknowledge the policy change, yet simply ignore it and continue doing it your way? Did you voice objections publicly, but then go along with the change anyway because you lost the battle? Did you raise a stink and quit your job over it? Did you rally an opposing force and get the rule voted down or effectively delayed while it went back under consideration? Kudos to you if you at least voiced public objection against the rule. The world at large needs a voice of dissent, if only to make their side reconsider the majority rule isn't actually mob rule. Kudos are also deserved if you rebelled in silence and did the right thing despite the official new rule. I've always found it easier to ask for forgiveness rather than permission myself. And maybe quitting your job if you didn't get your way is a little extreme, but I say that's depending on the kind of new rule we're talking about. Is it a reduction in your product warranty period, or is it blatantly lying to the customer about your product or service? But at the very least, you should be updating your resume and lining up some interviews. If you're feeling strongly about the topic enough to fight an uphill battle or tilt at windmills, knowing you may well be doomed to fail against those odds, that's confidence. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the new audio tracks that I've been recording for each one of the sticky notes this year. It allows me to dive a little deeper into the subject matter, explore the topic a little more, rather than just trying to squeeze everything on that 3x3 sticky note. It allows me to give you a little story behind the sticky, just like the one you heard in this episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode, a brand new sticky, and a brand new story, and I hope you stick around to hear it.